USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Kobe Bryant praised as a great husband, a great father, and a great basketball player by his friend and fellow Lakers Hall of Famer Magic Johnson, who spoke about the former Laker superstar who died in a helicopter crash on Sunday morning last night.
Kobe would want us all to carry on and be great in our lives, and we should do something positive, whether it's, you know, making sure that we love our family or giving back to an organization in his name, because he was such a great man. Great husband, great father.
Johnson was speaking on Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he believes President Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate will be over within days, tweeting that he'd like to see it end on Friday. Graham says Trump's defense team has destroyed the House case. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
A major tourist destination throttled by a major earthquake. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A powerful 7.7 earthquake struck the Caribbean, shaking parts of Jamaica and Cuba. A small tsunami wave was observed at Georgetown and the Cayman Islands. Shaking was felt as far away as Miami, and reports began surfacing on social media that high-rise buildings were felt swaying. The earthquake was the strongest to hit the region since a magnitude 8 quake struck on August 4, 1946.
The number of U.S. service members injured in the Iranian missile strike earlier this month still on the rise. The Pentagon now reporting at least 50 military personnel suffered traumatic brain injuries. That's an increase of 16 from the report last week. The Pentagon says 31 of the service members have been treated in Iraq and have returned to duty. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
St. Louis is again ranked the most dangerous city in America by new crime stats from the FBI, showing 186 murders committed in St. Louis in 2018 among a population of just over 300,000. The second deadliest cities by murder rates, Baltimore, then Detroit, followed by two Louisiana cities, New Orleans and Baton Rouge. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice will be the next director of the Hoover Institution. Stanford University announcing Rice will assume her new role at the conservative public policy think tank on September 1st. Police in La Vista, Nebraska are investigating after customers became sick after allegedly being served cleaning solution at a movie theater. Police say that two people who had ordered drinks at the Alamo Draft House Theater were accidentally served the cleaning solution. Both customers and a bartender who tasted the drinks began having symptoms and were taken to the hospital for treatment. They are expected to recover. Tonight's Powerball jackpots had an estimated $394 million. The cash option is worth nearly $275 million. Powerball is played in 44 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.